before I went to Derby, I was speaking to my good buddy Martin Parr, and he told me, oh, you're going to Derby for a week to photograph? You have a commission? He said, uh-oh, you're going to have a tough time finding any pictures, you know? It's going to be very difficult to get one good picture. So when I went, I was quite apprehensive, also because there's really not much going on in the town. You know, the big area for people is that mall area where there are no cars allowed. And when I went out there, I said, oh, God. I mean, there are characters there, and there are people that could be, you know, fit into what I like to photograph, okay? But you can't just jump at everybody because a lot of them are younger and tattoos all over. And if you, you know, I'm pretty good and have good bedside manners, but still, you know, I'm not looking to have a fight or to be jumped on by six guys, but you take your chances. So anyway, I went out, and the first day I went out, it was raining, so we had to wind up inside the mall, which I really don't like photographing inside malls. You know, it's just, I don't know, it doesn't have the sky, it just doesn't ring true to me, it doesn't, I'm not stimulated. When you work on a commission, and no different in Derby, you have to force yourself to take pictures because it's a commission, so you have to work, okay? You take pictures that you may not take, okay? And so I went out in the streets, and I wasn't really very happy with what I got, and I guess I was complaining a lot, and every day didn't get much better. And then the night before I left, some guy who took me out one of the days, very nice guy, he took me to a pool hall and a gym that's like about, I don't know, about 10 blocks, 12 blocks outside of town, the center of town, still in Derby, and it was really interesting. But of course, I didn't get one good picture from that place, but I only took a few portraits. I mean, it was a type of place where if you hung around, they had a lot of immigrants, like people from Afghanistan, people from Africa. It was really interesting, and you know, people were very nice, and I would have loved to have done a whole piece of work there. But anyway, I get home, I get the film developed, and it turns out that I have a lot of good pictures. And my wife was quite impressed with it, and she's my toughest critic except for me. And I have a few really good pictures. I mean, you know, whether they're taken in Derby or New York City or Moscow or Japan, they're good pictures. So it just proves that I can get good pictures in many places. If you apply yourself, you know where you're coming from and you know what you're looking for. So it was a very fruitful experience, and it also shows when you persevere what happens. Because I think for me, to be a good street photographer, it takes intelligence, commitment, and hard work. And the key thing is, I think, the hard work. And you know what you're looking for. And for me, the people in my pictures are symbols for what I see.